Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is getting warmer out there.
It is, finally. I don't know, but it's been a long, cold week.
It at has least, been.
I think longer than that. But we've had, I think this week, we measured about 13 and a half inches of snow over the week.
Right.
And that was in the cat dome. So it was pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, that was not a drift.
No.
That was just straight.
In the back of the house, we had about 4 foot drifts. And we had equipment that broke down this week, that our plowing equipment. So.
It never fails.
Yeah.
But you did get it to run enough.
Finally.
To plow us out.
It took an entire day, almost 2 days, to do a little at a time.
And then over the week, even though it was a nice, fluffy, powdery snow to start, over the week it has settled and now it is a heavy, icy mess.
Yeah, so I just came in from chipping more ice away from sidewalks, and we about have sidewalks cleared, and I do have some paths around, like from the shed, and I have the potting shed. There's a path going there, but, you know, I can't really do anything there yet.
Right, we're still waiting for the
weather
to break to be able to put the ramp on and the skirting, and
right.
You can move your stuff in there, but I thought waking up to 17 degrees was quite balmy this morning.
I mean, it seems really warm right now. I mean, I've been wearing like insulated sweatshirts and I have one on right now and it's like, wow, I can switch to a regular sweatshirt now. I mean, you know, that's kind of the times we're living where, you know, if I'm out of sweats, it's like a big deal.
We pretty much live in sweats these days. If I put on a pair of jeans, I think I'm really dressed up and going to town.
That's going to town. That might even be like going to the pharmacy or something. I mean, yeah, that's a big deal these days.
Wow. But the times are changing.
Yes.
I believe you saw your first red-winged blackbird today.
I am not absolutely sure. I'm pretty sure I heard it, and I thought I spied it in the tree, but I can't say for absolutely sure. But normally, by now, we at least see some scouts, and, you know, if I was them, I wouldn't be here yet either.
I wouldn't either, but it's about the right time of year for them to start sending their scouts north to check out the weather report, and I'm ready for them to return. I'm ready for warm weather. I'm ready to get outside and do the things we need to get done.
Oh, we have so many things to do. We have beds to build. And I've got a plan to move plants to the greenhouse. But right now, you know, I can't even get to the greenhouse because it's snowed in. So,
right.
And then to get like anything out of it is... it's going to be a little bit yet, and then we're probably going to deal with mud. So, you know, there you go. It's the life of a gardener.
That's right. And we will be adding video and tip sheets and instructions to the online garden course, which is up and running. And
the plants are doing nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
As you go out in the mud and do your thing, we're going to show it all.
Oh, boy.
Because that's what a gardener has to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we will be building beds. We still have some invasives that we want to get out before things start to bud. I need to prune fruit trees and grapes. And, I've got a huge list. So, because I haven't been able to do that, I've been inside either driving you nuts or working on something productive like our stock.
Because we're going to open in just 4 short weeks.
Yes, it seems like this time has gone very quickly, but yet very slow in a way.
Right.
I'm ready to get back to the people again.
That's right. We have decided on Friday, March 19th, the Mercantile will reopen on Fridays here at the farm. More to come about that. Stay tuned for more details, but that is opening day for the 2021 season. And in preparation, we do have a lot of stock to build up.
Yeah, we still are getting orders, which is fantastic. And so we've been filling orders. And every time I go down and look at the bins where we have soaps, and there's always a lot of empty ones.
Right.
So I feel like I just get them filled up and they're empty again. It's a good problem to have.
And we've both been experimenting with some new products and new variations on old products to debut when we do open at the Mercantile.
Yes. Yeah, I've been working on soaps. So we're going to have a new botanical line of soaps. I'm excited about that because they're really cool, like garden theme. And I'm trying to make them really colorful and springy and happy.
And I'm excited because I got to test some of those new ones and I love them.
Yeah, you're always kind of the guinea pig.
I like being a guinea pig for your soap creations.
Well, really what happens is sometimes I don't get a whole bar, or, you know, maybe I just don't like the way it came out of the mold and looks a little funky.
Yeah, you nick a little corner or whatever.
Yeah, drop it on the floor, or, you know, who knows.
It makes me happy. And while you've been doing that, I've been playing in the kitchen fairly routinely. And I am testing some old heritage recipes, but I've found a couple that I think we might be able to use for our Mercantile.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
That will be very cool.
You know, so the old-fashioned recipes and the ones that we have tried, even things that I didn't think I would probably like based on, you know, the ingredients, or I don't think been a fail yet.
I don't think so either. And even so, for example, angel food cake. I have never been a big fan of angel food cake. There's just some kind of flavor in it. We always referred to it as a wang. I don't know if that's an official term, but
it is.
Anyone who has...
Not like your wang, you know, like if you're a bird, but...
No, not that kind of wang,
but...
But anyone who grew up in the Midwest can probably easily identify what it means to have a wang in something.
Right.
And we were working on describing that last night. I've been writing about that. That'll be a Medium article. And... Anyway, I tried this angel food cake recipe, and it doesn't have that flavor.
It doesn't.
That I didn't like.
No, it doesn't. No wang.
Delicious. It has a beautiful texture.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's moist.
Oh, my goodness. I love
this. It's not like
this.
A sponge. I mean, a lot of times to me, I like angel food cake, but it's kind of like just eating a sponge.
Right.
Which this, I'm not opposed to, as long as it's clean.
You probably would do that. This is really a good cake.
It's
like,
really good.
Good enough, I'll make it again.
Yeah, it's good.
But I tell you what, you must have a steady supply and a ready source of eggs.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It was an unbelievable number of eggs that I separated to come up with 1.5 cups of egg whites for this cake. Now I'm using the yolks for noodles, and I'm running a test on those to make sure I can get them dry enough, because egg noodles, dried egg noodles, surprisingly, is one of those things that I can sell as a cottage food. I was shocked.
That's very cool, because we've had a lot of customers ask for it, and I've pretty sure that I've always told them we can't do that.
Right. And some of that was the way I used to make noodles. And I say used to because I won't be doing that anymore. Is I was using my pasta machine. The dough was a little more moist. That was never going to dry out and make a shelf stable noodle. But this recipe is. And I'm testing now. I mean, full disclosure, we're going to eat noodles tonight for supper. But I'm saving back some of those to see how long they are shelf stable. And if I can get them dry enough, I think we might offer some of those for sale.
Yeah, I think those would be very popular. And quite honestly, it is. I mean, I've eaten a lot of noodles in my time. I mean, I'm in East Central Illinois.
We are noodle connoisseurs. Yes,
this is a noodle area. And these are about as good as I've ever had. They're really, really good.
They are delicious. So actually, it's starting to make my stomach growl thinking about making noodles for supper. So that's one of the things that I've been up to. Again, still writing, documenting my experiences going through Heritage Recipes. You've been creating these new soaps.
And filling stock.
Filling stock.
Like Cat Burglar, we were almost out of that. That's mm-hmm. really popular. So I made several of those this week. I have just been creating to beat the band, because as soon as this weather changes and I can get outside, this gal's not going to want to be inside making soap.
Right. That's where we're at now, is a race against the clock, or the weatherman, or weatherwoman, or Mother Nature.
Weather person?
Yes. We are in a race to get all these inside things done before the outside chores begin. Within the next couple of weeks, I'll be refilling the jam stock, which is extremely low.
We need cat toys.
Cat toys.
We sold cat toys this week. And
right.
Yeah, we're down to the bare nubbins, so.
We got to get cracking.
Yeah, we do. And we have the materials to do it. We have I dried out catnip, so we're ready to go. We just need to get to it.
That's right.
So we're moving along as always, and this has been a little bit of a challenge this week, but we keep plowing forward.
That's on your mind. because you plowed a lot of snow.
Yes, but it's all good, and we're looking forward to opening the Merc on the 19th.
And stay tuned to all of our social media channels, this podcast, and our email list for more details.
That's right. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.